Twice today, we will turn our attention to the role of the web in enhancing democracy. The internet's a bit of a double-edged sword in that regard. On the one hand, it can allow direct communication between a candidate and his potential supporters. I remember in the last federal election, you could go online and email a query directly to Paul Martin and get an answer back within days. On the other hand, there's nothing like the web to allow your opponents to take shots at you in cyberspace. Today on the homestretch, Fraygood on fun finds on the internet as our neighbors grind towards presidential elections in November, and we look at politics closer to home as our Calgary municipal candidates try to figure out how to best exploit the web to walk away with the victory on Monday. So David Heyman is the producer of all the Harry Potter movies, and that's a little bit of a problem for the David Heyman who is running for alderman in a crowded field in Ward 3. See, if you throw the name David Heyman in your favorite search engine, you'll learn a lot about Potter, but not a whole lot about potholes or slaughterhouses in the Northeast. So just ahead on the homestretch, web designer Jeremy Hexham on the way aldermanic candidates are using the World Wide Web to win Calgary wards. And with less than a week to go, we're going to ask how much Calgarians actually know about the people who are offering to be not only their next alderman, but also their next mayor. It is 23 minutes now before 5. The internet is the first place a lot of people start to look for information on the municipal election. Just how good a resource it is depends on whose website you surf. Jeremy Hexham is the owner of Hexy Web Development and Design. He's with me now to assess some of those candidate websites. Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
So let's start with the positive. Don't want to be accused of being negative here. Which of the candidates have like very, very good websites that do what they're supposed to do?
I think that David Heyman, who's running in Ward 3, davidheyman.ca, and Linda Fox Melway in Ward 14 have the best websites of the entire campaign. They are clearly organized. You can find out what the issues are. With David Heyman's website, right away, you look at it, and he's got his color-coded with his signs that traffic is his major issue. Goes right to it. He talks about the roads, traffic, the mayor, developments, and issues of the day. This website, I think, is just excellent in the use of the traffic signs.
But you're also talking about colors here. You're saying he has matched the website to the kind of signs you're going to see on the boulevards in that one?
He has his entire signs are these traffic signs. I don't know what they're called. They're the signs you see when you have to yield and all those.
Okay.
I think David Heyman has the best campaign signs in this election too. The only problem with David Heyman and his signs is that he hasn't put his web address on any of his signs. And a lot of the candidates are doing that. They've got these signs up there, but they don't tell you that they have websites or where they find it. And they've hired these Bold Signs is the company that lists their websites. It's almost as if it was an afterthought that the website may be something they should think about. The exception to that is Jim Stevenson, who's also running against David Heyman in Ward 3, who all of his campaign signs have his web address clearly marked. And so far, Jim is the only candidate I've seen. Now, that doesn't mean other candidates haven't done that. It's just he's the only candidate I've seen.
Now, what about you mentioned Linda Fox Melway?
Yes.
Right? How does same thing? Is it an easy site to navigate? Can you get around it?
Excellent site to navigate. She's got she's put her newsletters up there. She's put a list of everything she's ever done as alderman, so you can see her track record. And she has links to her actual motions, so you can actually read what she said on the motions and how she voted. Which I think is just brilliant use of the internet. She clearly lists the communities that she's in, and she clearly lists where you can vote, which I think a lot of people aren't sure where they're supposed to be voting necessarily. And it's clearly out there.
Let me look at some of the sites that you didn't like. Which ones sort of struck you as ineffective, let's say, in doing what it had to do?
I think most of the candidates have actually done that. Like I said, there's two candidates who have superb websites. The rest of them need some work. Now, Jeff, there are 37 people running for the position of alderman.
Mm-hmm.
24 have websites, yet only 7 of those, I would say, are actually any good. The rest of them are missing information. They have just a little bit of information about their policies, but they don't go into any detail. There's too much clutter on the website. I mean, one candidate has like 16 buttons on his website, and it's 6 pages is his main page, and that's wrong. You want to get right to the point, get people to the different areas, and don't overuse the information. Other websites are, the one guy's got his photograph so big that you have to go scroll down the page to get to his links to find out who he is or what he wants to say. So they're lacking policies, they're lacking who they are. It's almost as if they've just put these websites up as an afterthought because they know they have to do it for no other reason.
But isn't that the truth, though? Because I'm saying, a friend of mine, I mean, you have your own website, and he had his own website. He gave it up simply because he said it wasn't bringing in any business, you know? It was taking a lot of work. So I'm wondering, from a political point of view, is the object of the website to get people to mark your name on the ballot come Monday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But you have to do it in such a way that you get your name out there. And this is where the candidates have really failed, is not letting people know where their websites are. People from across the city who I know are contacting me saying, well, where are these websites? I had a friend who I was telling him on Saturday I was doing this today, and he said, well, why are you talking about the American election? And I said, well, I'm not. He said, well, none of the candidates have websites, because he couldn't see any of the web addresses listed. People don't know where to go to find out where the Aldermanic websites are and who to contact, because they haven't put them on their signs or on their signs.
And but you have to get that in these days when you have Google and you have Lycos, you have all these search engines.
Well,
right?
Jeff, type in David Heyman, and yeah. What do you come up with? You come up with a Harry Potter. I've been doing a lot of Googling, searching for all the candidates, and I usually give up after 8 or 9 pages, and when I can't even find anything related to the candidate after 8 or 9 pages, and it's for all of them. The problem is, to get onto Google usually takes about 90 days from the time you've first put into the search engines. And if you're somebody who doesn't have a popular name, you're going to get in faster. But I mean, look at David Heyman. Yeah. David Heyman's at a disadvantage because of Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was talking to him earlier today, and he said the problem is David Heyman, the producer, right, of the Harry Potter
right.
series of movies, will get more hits in a half an hour than Heyman really expects on his electoral site, you know, most of the campaign, right? And it's sort of number of hits. But can you do things to move up Google besides paying Google your entire election budget to get in there?
You have people put links to your websites and link popularity. You tell people you're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of putting up a website if you're not going to let people know where you are? And this is where Jeff Stevenson has just mastered it, by clearly indicating he's got a website, where it is. It's a very simple website, votejim.ca. Everybody can remember that. And so candidates have to think about that. They have to market these websites in their literature and their lawn signs. Most of us, I haven't received anything where I live from any of the candidates running or from anybody in the school board. I rely on those signs to find out what the web address is to go on and look for candidates. I have friends who are in the same position. They're contacting me saying, look, I'm getting ready to vote. I don't know who to vote for. Where do I find information? And where do you find them? Well, there's two places. I've got them listed on my website. They're also listed on the city website. The problem is, the city website is still missing about 10 of the candidates' websites, and so it's not complete, and people don't always know where it is. And, I mean, for me to find these websites and to look at them, I had to call each of the candidates individually and wait for them to get back to me. And so it's been difficult, and I think that's where a lot of the candidates have really failed.
Talk to me about, you found one candidate who had a web server in another country. Which I think is most bizarre.
There's one candidate running who his web address is .de, and that is the extension for Germany. And he has on his one page Impression, which is his contact information. And he says, due to German law regarding server locations in Germany, the following information has to be given in German. And his webmaster is in Germany. Now, I appreciate the guys running, but I'm not sure using a German website and having German will get you a lot of votes, but I do appreciate his effort.
We will have to leave it there, Jeremy. Great fun. Thanks for taking a look at them for us.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Jeremy Hexham. Jeremy owns and operates Hexy Web Development and Design. David Heyman is running in Ward 3. It is a crowded field. He is running as well as running against Jim Stevenson. He's also running against Francis Byron, David Chambers, Alan Hunter, Balver Singh, Helen LaRocque, Lynn Martin, Naheed Nenshi, John Sabe, and Blaine Thorson. Brian Pincott is running in Ward 14 against the incumbent Linda Fox Melway, and Bob Krengel running in Ward 13 against Diane Colley-Urquhart and Mark Dyerholm.